You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Thursday afternoon. Reminder, every Friday at 5, we do the airing of the grievances, Festivus Friday. And of course, tomorrow will be no exception. It's good to be with you guys. The Pac-2 conference has just added 4 more members.
Hey, good for them. Good.
So they are now the Pac-12 is now the Pac-6.
The rejects have friends.
Yes. This is going, you know, it's considered a Power 5 conference. And I know we're not a sports station, but sometimes sports is news. This is going to be a second-rate conference.
Well, you know what's really sad is that they could have had the opportunity to go to one of the other Power Fours. I thought that maybe the Power Fours had capped out the number of teams that they had, mm-hmm. and they all had the same number of teams. They don't. It's 18, 17, 17, and 16. They had room for the last two. They just didn't want
them. So the last two are Oregon State and Washington State.
Yeah.
They have added, as of today, Boise State, Colorado mm-hmm. State, mm-hmm. the Rams, mm-hmm. Fresno State mm-hmm. and San Diego State.
All right, it's a new whack.
Sort of.
I mean, these additions are lame.
Well,
yeah, they are.
At least there's not just two of them anymore.
Or they gotta just play each other every weekend?
Well, they do only face off once in the entire season, so there is no conference championship because this won't kick in until next season.
That's my understanding. No, 2 years, starting on July 1st, 2026.
Oh, so even next year there won't be a conference championship because the conference championship is the one game that they play against each other.
These are Mountain West Conference schools, all 4 of them apparently. Mountain West Conference. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, maybe they'll get together and then they'll start getting some funding and then they'll start to increase and get better and who knows. Fresno State could, you know.
Yeah. No.
Break out in the year 2030.
When do the Chiefs play? It's all I care about. 3:15?
3:25. 3:25. On Sunday. Oh, there's some news here regarding that. This is from the Kansas City Star. Chiefs rookie Xavier Worthy made quite a splash last week by scoring 2 touchdowns in his NFL debut.
The throwing kind mm-hmm. and the running kind.
Worthy caught a touchdown, ran for another, as the Chiefs beat the Ravens 27-20. That apparently did not make much of an impression on the Cincinnati Bengals defense. The Bengals will be at Arrowhead for Sunday's game, and Bengals cornerback Cam Taylor-Britt is unconcerned about Xavier Worthy. Taylor-Britt
fine.
Was asked yesterday what Worthy brings to the Chiefs offense. Speed. That's about it. He can run straight. Run jet sweeps
please.
Run straight.
No. You saw what he did this last game. He ran through like 25 people.
He can't do too much else, so that's about it.
Just keep talking.
Fine. I agree, Dan. Keep talking.
Jamar Chase, who is with the Bengals, said, "We're the team to beat in the AFC. We need to act like we're the team to beat, and we need to play like we're the team to beat."
You guys got whooped by the Patriots last week.
Mm-hmm.
Whooped.
Okay, 3:25 on Sunday. Depending on the airline and the laws of the country one is flying over, causing a disturbance on a flight could get one a simple warning, a flying ban, or a criminal record in hefty fines.
Mm-hmm. Over
in Australia, a man who behaved in a way that caused a Qantas Airways.
What's the name of the airline?
Dan said it was Qantas.
Yes,
Qantas.
Is it
Qantas?
Quintus.
La Qantas.
Never going to live it down.
I'm sorry. Is it the hotel or the plane?
Are you done?
I'm done.
Do you want to read the story?
No, I do not.
I shouldn't have to be able to, or shouldn't be forced to read any story that has a Q
Qantas.
Word in it. Qantas. Dan, did I say it right? Qantas?
Qantas.
How much is the fine?
Okay. Quantity. Quip.
Quinta.
Okay.
Quinta.
Quiet.
Quinta.
The plane. The plane going from Perth to Sydney had to be diverted, and the man who caused the disturbance was ordered by a court to reimburse the jet fuel that was lost, roughly $5,760 American.
Wait, how much?
It was in Australian dollars, the fine, but if you convert it to what it would be worth in American dollars, it's $5,760.
Okay, I'm going to be honest, that's more than I thought it would be.
That's just under $6,000, and that's the cost of jet fuel. I mean, pay up.
Australian police said Wade Corbett, that's his name, was charged with one count of disorderly behavior on an aircraft and another count of failing to comply with air crew instructions. He was drunk, disruptive on what was supposed to be a four-hour flight, to the point that the pilot made the call to divert the plane back to Perth, and he had to dump the unused fuel in order to land.
I wonder how much that jet holds. Actually, jet fuel is not that expensive.
No, I was going to say it's.
But it's the volume of fuel that had to be dumped.
Correct. Why are we not doing this for every single person that behaves a fool and forces a landing?
Well, because I think the fines in the United States are even greater than that.
But I think we should tack on the jet fuel. Fine. I really do.
Fine by me. Dan, did you have a different flight disruption story in one of your newscasts earlier, or was it this one?
Yes, it was a man gone crazy on a Frontier airline flight.
Huh.
Would you say he was a quack?
Quite. A quack.
Assaulting flight attendants. It was a California man arrested, charged.
What's Were wrong they with people, man?
Quick to act?
Quite.
Quite quick. They were about a quarter way through with the flight.
Okay.
People that did not listen in the 3 o'clock hour are like, they're so dumb. What is so funny? Sorry.
Well, you should have joined the show quicker.
You should have. It's a quality program.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Is it time that we restructure the punishments for people who act a fool on these airplanes? And to Dana's point, why not? You know, A, you can't fly for a year, whatever your flight ban would be, and you have to pay that airline back every penny for the fuel they had to dump.
I love it.
Why not? Or is that just not quite legal in our country? 913-586-7798. She's Dana Wright. That guy over there is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott, here on KMBZ. Talking about the story out of Australia, where a man who was on a Qantas Airways flight from Perth to Sydney was acting a fool. The pilot made the decision to turn the plane back around, go back to Perth. He had to dump some jet fuel, and the judge in this case has fined the man all the money for replacing that jet fuel, $5,760. Christy in Leavenworth, hello.
Hi. Hi, Scott.
Hello, friend.
Hello. I'm a retired flight attendant, and we were heading from Chicago to London, and we had to return to Gander and land to have an unruly passenger taken off of the aircraft. And I saw a blurb in the paper about him, or maybe it was online, I don't know, like 2 weeks later. And the judge said that he owed the airline the fuel cost and a $50,000 fine.
5-0?
And the guy said, 5-0. And the guy said, well, he was actually passing through Chicago from some other state. But Ambien and alcohol, but he said, well, I don't know if I have a job anymore. And the judge said, not my problem. Mm. Plus, the guy has then to also figure out how he's going to get out of there, because he's not going to be able to fly, you know, who's he going to fly on?
Are these punishments, Christy, like, can they be for a year? Or if you are so stupid, do you end up getting on a permanent lifetime ban for flying?
I would assume that he was on my airline's no-fly list from then on. Yeah. But I don't know that for a fact.
And you're not privy to those names, Christy?
I am not. Oh, what? Who I work for?
No, like, wouldn't you love to just look up who's on, like, who's been a fool? Like, if there's anyone you know, I would love to look that up.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we know, we have a list of all the passengers when we're working a flight.
Yeah. But I mean the no-fly list, yeah, the like, no because they, list. They're misbehaving.
Oh, no. Oh, I'd love to.
I know, right?
Look up all our old classmates. See who's been.
Well, look who we have here. Nice.
Right on. Hey, great to hear your voice.
But, oh, by the way, yep. I'm sitting in front of a store, and they're advertising. Make sure I'm saying this right. Quirk hard seltzer. Q-U-I-R-K.
I believe that is Quirk, Christy.
Thanks, Scott.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye, guys.
It's very quizzical of her.
What have you done? What have you done?
I mispronounced one word.
Well, you cued a bigger reaction.
Okay.
And the wrong cue.
Okay.
Speaking of cue, it has been such a long time since I've gone to the old Quitch Curve, partner with our Kansas City Royals, by the way. And I pulled in today.
Fantastic company.
Yep.
You speak very highly.
Went in because I love their chicken. They call them chicken tacos. It's really, really good cubed seasoned chicken inside of a burrito.
Were you trying to quench your hunger?
I was, actually, Scott. I am here to tell you they are not a client. I do not care. I'm giving them the free love. I love the chicken taco from the Quick Trip.
Okay.
Got a Powerball ticket. Got some iced tea. I'm trying to drink more water during the day because my children told me last night I don't drink enough water.
That is a fact.
True. And I just wanted to shout them out. That is what I did on my way into work today.
You want to tell everybody else what else happened?
Which part?
You know, what else you chewed on.
That you have to unwrap the burrito before you eat it?
Well, I have two stories, actually, because I almost threw up this morning on my way into work. I bit down for one split second. I was so hungry. Have you ever been so hungry because I did not eat all day? And I know I'm bad about that too. But I shoved that burrito in and just bit down. And the tiniest amount of tinfoil was still somehow wrapped around a part of that burrito.
But somehow you mean it's because you didn't unwrap it?
I felt like I had been tased. I've never been tased, but I feel like that's what it feels like. Why, when you bite down on tinfoil, does it do that? Like, it feels like someone struck a nerve in my whole body.
Because
I had been struck by lightning.
You're biting down on metal.
Yeah, but I could bite down on a dime and it wouldn't do that to me. I mean, I don't know. I've never bit down on a dime, but I don't think it would do that. Or a pen or anything.
Do you want to?
Yes, I want the explanation, please.
When we bite down on stored charge, it flows through our teeth and into our nerves.
I knew I felt like I'd been struck by lightning.
Oh, I thought you were kidding about that part.
It's
the world's smallest shock.
Well, I don't know that I felt like
don't
it was the smallest shock.
Okay.
Then this morning.
It's really shocking.
I sent you guys a video that you cannot play on the air. I had a window slightly cracked open in Dana's happy place.
Oh, this is hilarious.
And apparently when you do that, somehow, despite the fact I am on a very tall floor, somehow a cricket got in.
Oh, this is the worst.
To the house, okay? So I am running around trying to get ready for my day to do KCPT. Mm-hmm. And I see something on my brand new bedspread, on the comforter. Mm-hmm. And I look, like, it took me a minute. And then I was like,
oh, it wasn't chirping?
No. It was just sitting there.
He gave himself up freely?
Just sitting there. And I had just taken a bite of one of those thin mini bagels, but it was just crunchy enough because I put it in the toaster oven. I don't know what it was about my gag reflex this morning, because it's not like a roach. If
no.
I had seen a roach, I would just die. I would just like, I would need CPR.
Mm-hmm.
This was a cricket. I don't know what it was. I immediately thought, I am going to throw up. I am going to run into the toilet and hurl
over
a cricket. I don't know what it was.
You're
this morning.
Perfectly harmless.
I mean, it was just, I think it was because I had just taken a bite of that, whatever it was, the little
They're
tiny
very high
thing.
In protein.
Okay, don't say that.
Well, they are.
Do not say that. I was gagging. I sent you guys a video with a lot of language in it.
A lot of people eat them.
Honestly thought I'm going to just burn this place down and leave. I'm just going to walk out.
It's just a cricket.
What is it about places where you have lived or live and fire? You want to burn them all down.
No, because that would be arson, number one, that's felony. And number two, I wouldn't want anyone to get hurt, even though the other property you're speaking of is vacant. again, still.
God.
It's vacant yesterday.
What else did you send us in that text thread?
That crickets do not fly. And I know that because after a while, you have two choices when you're by yourself. I can suck it up and get a paper towel and handle it on my own, or I can just shut the door. But then when I come home, if it has moved, then I'm literally moving out. So I debated this for quite a while because I was so grossed out.
Over a cricket.
Over a cricket.
Okay.
And I thought, God, the lesser of the two awful options is to take this thing and fling it off the balcony because I can't shut the door and then I come home and then it's missing and then I think it's in my bed and oh my God, I'm going to puke again. So I take a paper towel and I'm just like, and I grab it and I run and I fling it off the balcony and it died a horrifying death.
I bet it didn't. A cricket can jump up to 50 times its body length.
Not if you fling it the way I fly. I just went, bah!
They also can fly. How did you think it got in there?
They can fly. Some species can fly.
Pretty
that is
sure
correct.
This one hit the ground and bounced, Sam.
They're known for their ability to jump, but some species can fly.
Well, I'm not an entomologist, so I don't exactly know what kind of species I was dealing with.
Well,
it's the kind that makes me gag.
I'm with you that if it was a roach, because I'm afraid of roaches. When I see a roach, and
it's those
I haven't
little
seen one
antenna
in years,
that yeah, like gross. It kind of moves, and then they know you're coming, and they scurry.
They got a tiny little head, and but when I see a roach, and it's been years since I've seen a roach, I think of filth,
yeah,
like uncleanliness, and. You know, so I have a guy come over and exterminate 3-4 times a year because I'm just so crazy about it. If there was ever a roach in my house, I would, I had a rental property one time. This was years and years ago, Brenninger and me, and somebody had moved out, and I went over to clean it out, and I moved, this is going to gross you out.
I can't.
I moved the refrigerator in the kitchen. And let's just say the wall moved. It was covered in cockroaches.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I cannot take part in that discussion.
Okay.
There's something about bugs right now in my gag reflex, and I don't know what it is, but I think about it. I see it. I've never had that happen before.
Is it like any bug?
Nope. It just happened today for the first time where my first thought was, I am going to vomit, and I don't know why.
What would you have done if it was, we call them ugly bugs. What are they called?
Those are the ones that make that noise. Cicadas.
Cicadas. What would you have done if there was a cicada upside down on your bed, you know, because they get upside down. They can't turn themselves back over.
I walk away.
And he's sitting on your bed going.
Have you ever seen a cat with a cicada?
It's their mating call. They're trying to find other ugly bugs. Oh, yes, of course I've seen a cat with a cicada.
This is where you look this up and you tell me it's perfectly normal that Americans on average swallow a certain number of these things every year in your sleep and you don't even know it.
Well, not cicadas. Oh, my gosh.
Or you get one in your ear canal or something. Yeah, you would definitely know if you had a cicada in your ear canal.
They're so gross.
Well, silverfish like to climb into your ear.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on. I'm looking up how many bugs.
Now, cockroaches, on the other hand, they will run the second you move. So you don't have to worry about them getting all in your mouth and whatnot.
No, please don't say that. That's so gross.
All right, the average American eats about 2 pounds.
No, stop it.
Listen.
Stop it.
The average American eats about 2 pounds of insect parts and dead insects per year. And it's not because, you know, they're a delicacy or something. It's because there are bug parts in a lot of foods that Americans eat.
Okay.
Most of the bugs that people eat are in
accidentally processed. Because companies, and I've heard this, get a certain amount of leeway.
Parts per million, which is disgusting.
Okay, I don't want to talk about it, but
roaches are allowed in the food factory.
Okay, do not. Mm-hmm. Some people are just like turning us off.
Oh, did that fall in the grinder? Oh, no worries. It's okay. They won't see it.
Yep. The average American eats about 2 pounds of dead insects and insect parts per year. These bugs are usually found in vegetables, rice, beer, pasta, spinach, and broccoli.
Okay. I'm done.
By the way, the FDA has allowable insect parts per certain food types.
That is correct.
Gross.
No. You know that means there's some guy in some lab somewhere that is tasked with counting the parts.
913-586.
It's parts per million.
Can
these
I?
913.
Is that an eyeball?
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Bugfoot. Can someone explain to me baseball math?
Yeah.
Detroit lost to the Rockies this afternoon 4-2. That loss gives them 72 losses, the same as Boston and Seattle. So the KC wildcard number now drops to 11. We are currently up 5 games on a wildcard spot with 15 games left to play. playoff spot looks more secure by the day. What is the percentage, Sam? You said 90-something?
I mean, it would have to be basically a miracle in the bad way
to not make the playoffs spot.
I'm trying to figure this out.
We would have to lose every single game, and
someone else would have to win every single game.
Exactly. And with their track record, unless they all of a sudden become the best team in baseball, that's not going to happen. Now, we do have a pretty tough rest of the season, but we're good.
Thank you, Sam.
Baseball is back, baby.
Okay, did you hear? I've got to talk about Travis Kelce for a minute because I'm going to cry. Did you hear that he was home watching Taylor at the VMAs last night?
Mm-hmm.
And she made the comment, basically, everything this man touches turns to fun and happiness and magic. Okay, go to Twitter, Sam. I just retweeted this. He's watching it. Look, he starts crying.
That's on his podcast.
I am going to cry. Score one for love. He picks up the hoodie of his sweatshirt hoodie and is wiping his tears with the hoodie and he's crying. Can we play it? I'm going to cry, Sam.
We cannot.
Why does he say an F word?
He does.
I love him so much. I don't even care. Can't we just play it once?
Yes, once.
We can. If you would like to not work tomorrow.
Can you paraphrase what he says?
Or the next day.
He's crying.
He cries and then says, all right,
now.
Let
me read what Taylor said first and then you read. She said last night at the VMAs, something that I'll always remember is when I would finish a take, this is for shooting a video.
Yes.
And I'd say cut, and we'd be done with that take. I would always just hear like someone cheering from across the studio where we were shooting it. And that one person was my boyfriend, Travis. Everything this man touches turns to happiness and fun and magic. That sounds kind of dirty. So I want to thank him for adding that to our shoot because I'll always remember that. Sam. You're now Travis Kelce.
And then he says, all right, now.
He said,
he all right, cries. Now.
And then drop the F-bomb very aggressively.
Well, we can listen to the first part.
No.
He's crying.
I don't want to walk up to the line like that. I'm good.
I love him so much. We are so lucky in this town. And then there's something else that we'll probably play later because we've got to check it for audio, too, that someone in a Bengals cap and whatever has
a hat.
No, like a fan gear or whatever you want to call it, has made a song basically begging the Chiefs to stop winning. And it says, "Dear Chiefs, it's me. Don't do this again. 15 with the goatee. Give someone else a chance. T. Kelce, King Swiftie, go focus on romance." And as he's singing, you're going to watch this. He starts singing about Coach Reed. All of these other fans and all of these other fan jerseys line up behind him.
Dear Chiefs, it's me. Don't do this again. 15 with the goatee. Give someone else a chance. T. Kelce, King Swiftie, go focus on romance. Coach Reed, retreat. Move that mustache to France. When Kansas City falls, we'll beat our chest like Donkey Kong. We root for different teams, but I think we can agree. Anybody but the Chiefs. Anybody but the Chiefs.
Says anybody, and all these guys behind him. There's one in a Broncos jersey, there's one in a Cowboys jersey, and they're waving their hands behind him. Anybody?
That's pretty good.
People don't like us.
Dana, I told you that after they won the most recent Super Bowl. I said, that's it. This country is going to turn on Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
By the way, they sing Anybody But the Chiefs over and over and over again for 41 seconds. That's why I stopped.
Pretty long chorus there.
Same words. Anybody but the Chiefs.
All right now.
The most hated team in America.
Fine.
Well,
if that's our cross to bear, we'll bear it.
Okay. McDonald's has decided to extend the $5 value meal into December in most U.S. markets. CNBC here. McDonald's will extend its $5 value meal into December and looks to win back lower-income consumers. Franchisees have been voting on extending the value meal, and roughly 80% of local markets have opted to extend the deal into December. The value meal offers a McDouble or McChicken sandwich, small fries, four-piece chicken nuggets, and a small drink for $5. Okay. I don't know what I just read, but...
Oh, it sounds so good. It's so bad for you, but it's so good.
One of the things I want to get to after the 5 o'clock hour and Keen Eye by Sam over there, the city council in Kansas City, Missouri has just approved red light cameras again. 11 years after the Missouri Supreme Court said you could not do that if you couldn't positively identify the driver with the car. They say they fixed that.
I'd love to hear how.
They say they fixed it. I thought we were past that. And also, there's a story here from Fox 4, and we'll probably get to this in just a few minutes, where senior residents at a low-income Kansas City apartment building are being kicked out because now, based on, for most of them, adjustments to their Social Security, they make too much money to now live in the low-income
apartments. The COLA adjustment.
Yep.
Which, by the way, does not even come anywhere near making up for the cost of inflation.
Mm-hmm. And some of these residents are in their 80s.
Oh, my gosh. That makes me so mad.
And they say they get like 90 days. And they're trying to call the owners of the apartment complex, and nobody's answering the phone to help them out.
You've either got to be super poor or super rich.
Yeah.
Anywhere in between, sorry.
Yeah. So we'll get to that in just a moment. Also, we will get to the story about red light cameras coming back to Kansas City, Missouri, right after the 5 o'clock news here on Dana and Parks. Kansas City is SEC territory.
A big win for Mizzou Tiger fans.
Wow.
Right.
According
here
to
on
Mayor
that.
Lucas.
Home of the Tigers. Yeah, Mayor Lucas just declared the city of Kansas City SEC territory.
Okay. A story here from Fox 4. A group of senior citizens in Kansas City are being forced to get out, and as of now, many of them have nowhere to go. Says Claudia Bates. She said, Ms. Bates, I have some paperwork for you. She handed it to me, and she says, you have 90 days to find yourself somewhere to move. They were told by management that now they make too much. But the complex has known about their pay increases for more than a year. For some of them, or for a lot of them, these are because of COLA adjustments with Social Security. Mm-hmm.
A COLA adjustment that does not keep up with inflation by far should never be the reason you lose housing. You realize this is like a federal thing and federal housing to help these people.
Correct.
And now the federal COLA adjustment is going to be what puts them over by a few pennies that gets them kicked out.
They need to get on the phone with their Congressman Cleaver.
Oh, my gosh.
We're from the government and we're here to help.
Nightmare.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Reagan. Yeah, it's true. Anyway. Oh, we finally found out how much Tom Cruise got paid to do that stunt at the end of the Olympics.
Oh, he didn't do that for free?
Wait, they paid him for that?
No, he did it for free.
Oh, good.
And he insisted on doing all of his own stunts, just like he does on Mission Impossible. He didn't make a dime. Said he didn't want one.
I mean, it would be kind of weird if somebody else dropped in from the roof of the stadium and then they whisked him away and then Cruise came out like, oh, no, it was me the whole time.
From the New York Post, beat down with a side of bread. A pan-wielding Panera Bread worker repeatedly bashed a crazed customer in the head when he started to assault employees and customers in a violent outburst inside the Colorado Fast Casual restaurant. The suspect has been identified as Isaac Ross. This was in Glendale, Colorado. Started wreaking havoc inside of a Panera Bread, 5 miles outside of Denver. Video taken by frightened customer Natalie Wiersma showed the suspect screaming like a maniac, throwing items off the counter and at the restaurant staff, and demanding the workers return a phone. He's sane.
Good for her.
Yep.
Hit him with the pan.
So she goes back in the kitchen, grabs a pan, and comes out and just beats the living snot out of him. Okay. Good for her. You don't want to talk about that today.
Nope.
Speaking of restaurants, the new Red Lobster CEO, they're looking to rebound with this new CEO after a year that saw a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing and the closing of more than 100 locations. But before the chain's new CEO, whose name I can't pronounce, agreed to take his role with Red Lobster, He frequented Red Lobster locations around the country, pretending to be a customer.
Oh, I love this.
He's only 35 years old.
I love it, too, but it also feels kind of tone deaf.
Why?
No, no,
well,
no,
he would never be seen in a Red Lobster normally, but he went because he wanted to be the CEO to eat with the peasants.
No, I think he's trying to, I don't want to be like spy, but like, what is the experience like as a customer? Because the person serving you that's making, you know, $15 an hour or whatever is probably not going to know that that's the CEO.
Correct. Like, what are we doing right? What are we doing wrong?
Can I get you any more cheddar biscuits? Yeah. I mean, can you imagine like
another
figuring
plate
out
of
that
shrimp,
you're
sir?
Waiting on the CEO? Mm-hmm. When we said all you can eat, we thought you'd leave after 3 hours.
He sampled crab legs, lobster tails, of course, the biscuits.
Okay.
Spoke with customers and staff about what did and did not work. The customers told the Wall Street Journal, according to him, they just want more quality food in a comfortable setting and to connect with the history of the brand. I'm good sure that's not what they said.
That sounds like what Starbucks just said. We want to go back to the more comfortable setting where people feel like they can come in and camp out and work on their laptops and sit in metal chairs.
I'm going to be honest. I have not been in a Starbucks in years. Are they people not sitting there with their laptops anymore?
I think not to the extent that they used to.
Well, it was kind of a getaway from the office before, but now the getaway from the office is I'm just going to go work from home.
I'd much rather work at a Starbucks. For real.
How are women today approaching aging? According to a new survey, almost half of women, 47%, express that aging causes them stress. It was a survey of 2,000 American women, so you know it's good, split evenly by generation, revealed that Gen Z and millennials are more stressed about getting older than Gen X and baby boomers.
I was going to say, I love 50. I have loved 50.
56% of Gen Zers and 57% of millennials say they are stressed about getting older. You're young. 46% of Gen X and only 31% of baby boomers say getting older gives them stress.
Okay. I did get a push notification the other day to sign up for Life 360 Silver.
Oh, of course.
Now, I did not click on that link. One can assume that they have my personal information because I do from time to time check in to see what the kids are doing and where they are. One can assume this was, hey, would you like to join a new circle before you start getting lost?
Who do you befriend if you're a Life 360 Silver member?
911.
Do you get lost at home?
Good one, Dan.
No, but I joked, you know, with my kids yesterday because I happened to pop in so briefly to Joanne Fabric and Hobby Lobby that if they had looked at Life 360, they would have thought something was very wrong because they would have been like, "What? Why is mom in Overland Park? Why is she roaming around craft stores? It's just not my thing."
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know who you are anymore. You're drinking water. You made breakfast today.
Got up at 5:30.
Well, she's drinking tea. Slow your horses.
Oh, was it tea?
It's unsweet. Tea is water, which is better nutrients in it for
you. So is beer.
That's true.
Are you seriously comparing green tea with a splash of pineapple?
It's an improvement.
Thank you, Daniel.
Yes.
Better than Diet Coke.
Wait, it was the fountain green tea?
Yeah. I get the kind that's unsweet. It's so good.
News with Dan Weinbach.
My Centurion Silver.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's literally soda.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in 2 minutes. Don't forget to check out the podcast, the Dana and Parks podcast, available at kmbz.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.